Brandela.
Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine, it's Brandela.
Hi, Brandela.
Miriam.
Good evening.
Hello.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Dati, Bet Gimel Yitach Tzadi. Kabil Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Taharenu No Ra Kufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Chudcha Kiva Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin, the letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Hay that created the constellation Taleh, the lamb or the ram. Together, the Dalet and the Hay represent a gematria of 9, which is either Hachma, if we're counting from the bottom up, or Yisod, from the top down. Barchem Tacharem, Rakame Sitkatcha, Tamigamem, Betet Resh, Tzaditav Gimel, Sasin Kadosh, Bero Tuvha, Nael Adata, Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kidushata, Yud Gimelamet, Pei Zayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati akatenu yodea talumot. Shin kufal tzadi yutaf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and we are now going to separate the right column energy from the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'Ra'al Chesed V'Emet Notzer Chesed La'alavim Noseyawon Wafesha V'Chata'a V'Nakei. And we're now going to connect to the energy of the year of the goat, utilizing the verse Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzotz Aduni katzipor o yavai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words, tzatzkiach. And when we take the final letters of these words, we're able to parse them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're going to scan the 72 names of God. I realize that there are a number of years that we didn't touch in our process, but we have done that earlier this evening. So for those of you who weren't participating earlier this evening, didn't hear it, I suggest you follow through on your own. Scanning the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 18th day of Nisan, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein. He was the teacher of Rabbi Berg, the main rabbi of the Kabbalah Center during the 90s and 80s. Rabbi Meir Halevi Abulafia. Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, connected to the famous Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, who lived in Boston during the 20th century, and Rabbi Moshe Ellenson. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. Since we are having Shabbat Pesach Chol HaMoed, I've chosen to teach a parasha from the Zohar, from the parasha of Tetzaveh, section 7. You can find that towards the end of the list of parashiot. So go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 1, the right-hand column says the list of parashas. When you open that up, scroll down to the bottom, and you will find a link that says Tetzaveh chapter 7, speaking of matzah and the counting of the Omer. And that will be our class tonight, starting with Pasuk 61. Does anyone need any help in finding the handout?
I see where it says Pasuk 7, but it's not that one. There's another. It says also counting the Omer.
You broke up. Say again. You found the one that says Zohar's Tetzaveh section 7 at the bottom?
The Zohar recording Shabbos Pesach.
Where? Go back to the revealed
Zohar.
Wisdom matrix.
Yeah.
The first row on the right hand column.
So our recording is in Parsha, in English, and Aramaic.
Right. Click on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now scroll down almost to the bottom.
Okay.
And it says, there's no links. It says, during the year, there are various holidays on Shabbat. Here are their Zohar recordings.
Okay.
And then the 1, 2, 3, 4th. Link says,
yeah.
Zohar Tetzaveh, section 7, Matzot, and the counting of the Omer.
Got it. Thank you.
That's the handout. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're starting with Pasuk 61. And we'll start with the L'Shem Yehud first. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bichilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu Leachta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei. B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asot Torah mitzvah. V'hi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu p'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu p'nenehu. Tachat zei hai yihu. Rugza dihu. Kom sitra achara kima di amaran divae barnash leas tamra mineya ulit parasha me alo viad ketiv elohe masaka lo taasa Ta'aseh l'ach, l'ach begin di'avasha, garmach u'tiv, batreya et hag hamatzot tashmor, tishmor da'sitra, dik dusha, divaye barnash, l'natra le'ya v'laya. La leya begin sitra achara v'iyachla leya hayhum yasiv v'saiv lekol man dekariv v'chadaya. The translation, come and see, this anger is idolatry, the other side, as we have said. Thus a person must guard himself against it and separate from it. Therefore it is written, you shall make no molten Elohim. Make you means you shall not harm yourself. And immediately following it is written, the feast of unleavened bread shall you keep. Keep refers to the side of holiness that a person should keep and not exchange it for the other side. If he exchanges it for the other side, he becomes defiled and defiles whoever come near him. My commentary. In the previous sections, we learned that there is a replacement of the neshama, level of soul, when someone gets angry. This pasuk is continuing to express that as we need constant reminder of this horror, becoming angry and its effects within and on our lives, and also the people around us. Pasuk 62. Et hag hamatzot tishmor hayu atar dekik ikre shamor ukich ketiv et hag hamatzot tishmor shivat yamim tokol matzot kasher tzivitisa shivat yamim ilen Lavinun kishveat hayamim desukot deinun ilain beilein tatain vialda bainun halel gimgamor uvane lav halel gamor vialdeinun Letata shivat yamim teokal matzot matzat ketiv yechatzer belaval diad la sharan inun yomin ilain razaditav. The translation, this is a place called Shmor, observe, be careful with, guard. Namely, Malchut that is called Shmor. Therefore it is written, the festival of Matzot shall you observe, 7 days shall you eat Matzot, as I have commanded you. These 7 days of the festival of Matzot are not like the 7 days of Sukkot, because those of Sukkot are supernal, namely the seven Sefirot, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Malchut of Bina, that Zachar and Nukva ascended and clothed. But those of the festival of Matzot are below, namely the seven Sefirot, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Malchut of Malchut. Therefore, during those of Sukkot, we say the whole Hallel, and during those of the festival of Matzot, we do not say the whole Hallel, because they are 7 days of below, of Malchut. It is written, 7 days shall you eat Matzot. The word matzot is found wanting, namely missing the letter vav, to show that it was still the interval prior to the dwelling upon them of the supernal days that incorporated the secret of the letter vav, which is their anpin. My commentary. The idea of the holiday of matzot is lacking the vav, as this verse explains. We learn the idea of the difference between Sukkot and the Matzot holiday in this pasuk. This first holiday of Matzot was before the giving of the Torah. The missing vav relates to the giving of the Torah. The question is, does this missing vav continue until a person actually receives the Torah? Pasuk 63. We eat a make one de high raza de hagamatzot. It kadash amai nachta de hatanenan mealin. Miku bakudosh bakudesh bela moridin. Amai nachta lutata beinun yomin tatain. The translation. If you ask if the secret meaning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread has been sanctified, since on the first night of Pesach, male and female were sanctified and received the muhin of supernal Abba and Ima. That is, they rose to be a garment for them. Why did Malchut again go down from her place? Have we not learned that one should enhance, to raise and not lessen, to raise and not lower? The importance of holy matters? Why did she go from Abba and Ima down to the lower 7 days? My commentary. The question being asked is clear as it is written for a student of Kabbalah. If it is not clear to you, ask a question in an email or right now in this recording. Pasuk 64. Tachatze ketiv v'kipar badu v'uvad beito v'gomer mandiyakaper itzterich v'kaper hakafra aleya v'kad meta uvatar al beteya. Kegavna dahai der darga shari leit kadisha ulnafka bikidusha bekafra aleya wikaywan deihu it kadash bae leka para Al beteya ukad shalon bealda nachta letata lekacha beteya uma bekadaesh lon the Israel deal tata weke one. Elaine mitkachian Pienan lesalka La leila dehakad beta Umatronita itkadashat Kedain salkat leila Leitkashra Beinun yomin ilain le'ela. The translation. Come and see. It is written, and make atonement for himself and for his house, to teach that one who atones has to atone for himself first, and afterward for his household. Similarly, this grade, namely Malchut, started to be sanctified and to emerge into holiness during the first night of Pesach, in order to atone for herself. As soon as she was sanctified, she had to atone for her family, the children of Israel. Then the family, the children of Israel, must assist the Shekhinah to return to the upper worlds, to receive the gift of the Torah. And this is the counting of the Omer. While there is not any commentary, to me, this verse is clear as written. So if there are any questions, please feel free to ask them. Pasuk 65. V'yal da'anan avdin ushpana b'kiyuma al-kaimin begin de'inun Yomin, Yomin, Ilaim, Inun, the Kain, the Kozimna, the Al Barnash, Leinun, Yomin, Ilaim, Bain, Bitslota, Bain, Bishvacha, It's the Rich, Lekaima, Al Raglo, Yarkin, the Gufa, Kahada Taman Yarkin the Gufa the Kaima Kid Kora the Kaima Behelea Velaka Nukba the Archava Archava. Lamin ta vi od begin shivcha the alma ila. The translation. For this person's purpose, we make a reckoning, meaning that we count the omer, standing on our feet, because the days that we count are supernal days, namely the sephirot of Zeranpin, which is male. Likewise, every time a person enters the supernal days of Zeranpin, both in prayer and in praise, that person must stand on his legs, so that the legs and the body serve there. In Zeranpin, equally together, the legs and body must stand like a man who stands with power, and not like a woman who customarily sits. Also, for the praise of the upper world, one should stand. My commentary. Do you think this is a chauvinistic message? Or is it having to do with the energy of sharing and receiving? Pasuk 66. Bugin dihu raza dikura nashim peturot mihushbana tawila mitchaivan lamimne bar the kurin beit kashra kochad kadka yaot kegavna Dayayrae, kol zikurcha, tikurin, vila nashin, v'begin deraza, divrit, bidkura, ihu vila benukba, ugin dekima, raza le'ela, nashin lamit, The translation. Since the counting of the Omer is the secret of the male, for we draw the supernal sephirot of Zeranpin, women are exempted from this counting. Only the men are obligated to count in order to bind each one properly. Thus all you males shall appear. For the males are obligated to appear, but not the women. This is because the secret of the covenant is in the male, but not in the female. Since the secret is above, in the male, in Zeranpin, women are not obligated. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written, even if one disagrees with the understanding of cause and effect, as explained in this pasuk. Pasuk 67. I will add one commentary. Since in our generation we have the reality that the female is growing back to the level of the male as prophesied by Isaiah, there are women who are choosing to count the Omer. And so they are choosing to accept the obligation upon themselves. And that is a personal choice for each woman. Wiraza olifta aka divikol shivat yomin me'al ilain yomin ilain natla kedusha yomachad ilain Tata e the high tata a ikre shavua eat kadash bishiva yomini lain the ken the call shiva bishiva manon samshin yomin advila advixalal Vikadishta kahu arba'in utesha yomin ilain ishtakahu letata sheva yomin teit kadashu behu vikosad ikre shavua teal beinun Shiva v'yal dakitiv, Shiva shabbatot tamimot, Tihiyena begin deinun, Nukvin natat nakat, Kira li shaneh the nukvin. The translation. Here we have learned a secret throughout the seven supernal days of Zeranpin. One of the lower days of Malchut becomes holy. This lower day of Malchut is called a week because it is sanctified from the seven supernal days. Similarly, it is so for each and every seven of these 50 supernal days, until but not including the 50th day. Meaning that the 50th day is not included among those which attend the lower days. When there are 49 supernal days present, then below in Malchut, her 7 days are sanctified, because each day is amended by 7 supernal days. For through Chesed Gevura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod and Malchut of Chesed of Zeranpin, Chesed of Malchut is amended, and through Chesed Gevura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod of Malchut of Gevurah of Zeranpin, Gevurah of Malchut is amended, and so on in this manner. Each one that is amended in Malchut is called a week, because it enters into those 7 supernal days. Therefore it is written, 7 complete Shabbatot shall there be, which indicates the 7 lower days, which are Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut of Malchut, as each one is called a week, because they are female, being the 7 Sephirot of Malchut. The Torah uses the feminine suffix for them, as it is written, 7 complete Shabbatot shall there be, which is a feminine ending on Shabbat. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, we can understand this pasuk, and it is written clearly. I'll add to that commentary. Throughout history, there was an argument, and primarily in the before the year 1000 in the Common Era, there was this conflict between the Karaites and the rabbinical Jews. The Karaites take a literal reading of the Torah, and the rabbinical Jews follow the teachings of the Talmud and the Halakha. This argument was over this phrase, the seven Shabbatot. When is Shavuot? When is... Once Pesach starts, do you start counting the Omer the following Sunday from the day of Passover? Or do you count it the second day, as the rabbis have said? That discussion and that conflict went on for 400, 500, 600, 700 years. This pasuk in the Zohar with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary helps us to understand why the rabbis chose to mark the counting of the Omer starting the second night of Passover rather than wait till the first Sunday. Pasuk 68. Wechad yitkadashu behu vaita mitatkena leit chabira ita bevala kedem ikre hag shavuot mei nun nukve Tisharu alayhu inun yomin ilayin deit kadashu behu ukich ketiv v'shavu otechem inun dilchon v'la ketiv v'shavu ot v'gin dehaki namei mit kadshin Yisrael tata imchon. The translation. When the seven Sefirot of Malchut are sanctified through them, the 49 supernal Sefirot, the house which is the seven Sefirot of Malchut, that were not corrected during the first night of Pesach, is prepared so a wife would unite with her husband, namely so Malchut would join with Zeranpin. Then it is called Shavuot, the holiday of weeks, after the females, meaning the seven Sefirot of Malchut, that are called 7 weeks, as mentioned above, over which the supernal days dwell, which are the 49 days of Zeranpin, through which they are sanctified. Therefore it is written, in your feast of weeks, which means that they are yours. It is not written in the feast of weeks, because just as the 7 Sefirot of Malchut were sanctified, which are called weeks, Israel below were also sanctified with them, because Israel below depend upon the sanctification of Malchut, from whom they receive. Therefore it says, in your weeks. My commentary. We can understand this pasuk with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. We are learning over and over that Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot are connected. And we learn earlier in Purim that Purim and Pesach are connected. Pasuk 69. V'yalda kad matun l'tasha v'arbein yomi hahu yoma ila'a di'alayhu di'ihu Yoma de Hamshin de Shalit Alti Shavi Arbaim Yomin Raza de Kilala Dioraita Betush Betisha Vi Arbaim Antin Ukdin Hahu Yoma Ilaa Yoma de Hamshin Beita ruta diltata pik oraita kilala betisha biarbain antin. The translation. When we reach 49 days, that supernal day which is above them, the 50th day, which is Bina, rules over the 49 days, namely the 49 Sephirot of Zeranpin, which are the secret of the entirety of the Torah, meaning Zeranpin that is called Torah, that has 49 aspects. Then the supernal day, which is the 50th day, Bina, by means of the awakening of the lower beings, produces the Torah, which is Zeranpin, meaning the mohin of his three first sephirot, which is the entirety of the 49 aspects, corrected through the counting of the 49 days. My commentary. We learn in the pasuk that the level of Bina and above represents the mohin, or the brains, or the upper levels of Zeranpin. This applies to the Torah, which is the upper levels of Zeranpin. That's the end of the section. We still have a few minutes if anybody has any questions. We don't have enough time to complete another section, but we could start a few verses if you like. So I'll let you all decide. Nobody's choosing, so you're going to leave it up to me.
in up above, in your commentary, where you asked the question about the missing vav.
Yes.
Can you explain that question a bit? What's your question?
Well, one of the teachings in Kabbalah is about the various letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And the Vav itself always, or I shouldn't say always, many times represents Zeranpin. And so if you see a word that is spelled incompletely, which is very often in the Torah, where a word is spelled without a vav when we know that that's the vowel for that location, what we're saying is Zeranpin is not connected to that word. And so it would definitely be dealing with the level of Malchut. And it's a tool to know which Sephirah you're dealing with in a particular pasuk from the Zohar. In the Torah itself, this also applies, because the famous Midrash that speaks of the moon going on, the moon and the sun were created equal on day four of creation. But if you look at the term luminaries, Meorot, it's missing a vav in the Torah. And this is an indication that they were created equal, but then the Midrash basically takes the missing vav and says that the luminaries, there is the sun representing Zeranpin, and the moon representing Malchut, and that is represented by the fact that in Me'oroth there are two Vavs, but only one appears. And the Midrash is then taken from that anomaly in that particular case. And so what the question in my commentary in tonight's Zohar was basically saying, why was the Vav missing, and what was the Basuk was explaining to us that the Vav was missing and why. And I was asking that commentary basically to explain more of that particular issue. Why was Zeranpin missing from that particular pasuk and in that explanation? Why is it, the basic question that's being asked in this whole section is, why does the counting of the Omer bring you from a level of Malchut of Malchut to a level of Zeranpin, and yet we're counting in the reverse order? We started out Chesed Shebechesed, but now we're counting down. Last night was Givurah Shebechesed. I don't want to mention today's counting because we have a practice not to mention the counting until it actually takes place, which will be at 11, will be at 8:30 West Coast time. But the question is, why are you counting this down? And that's really what is being asked in that question about why is the Vav missing? Why aren't we counting up, but we're counting down? So we started in Zeranpin, we count down to Malchut, but then the Torah is given to us and we jump all the way up. How does that happen? And the section is basically walking you through this understanding that you count down, but you're counting down within the frame of Zeranpin, not in the frame of Malchut. And when you reach 50, you draw the light of Bina into Zeranpin. And that's where the Torah gets its light, from Bina. And that's why when you see this, what appears to be chauvinistic comments, it's really talking about everything comes from the female, from Bina. But people don't realize this. And why does Malchut get diminished on the fourth day of creation, but yet in our generation and in the 6,000 years, it grows back to be at the level of the male, and then together we will grow, male and female together will grow seven times as large, or it doesn't say as large, so we have to understand what is that meaning. So I'm not sure that I've answered your question or clarified your question, but it's an excellent question.
I think you've helped. Yeah, thank you.
Does anybody have any other questions? So we will count the Omer at... as I said, at 8:30 West Coast time. That's 9:30 Mountain Time, 10:30 Central Time, and 11:30 East Coast time. And I always remind you, if I fall asleep between now and then, I hope somebody will make a phone call and wake me up. Shalom to all, everyone. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.